It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. With clients all over the world, we have all kinds of resources for you at lawofattractionsolutions.com. Hey, something just came to our attention. We've put up a public figure page, a Robert Zink, spelled Z-I-N-K, public figure page. I'd like you to come and join the page. I'm putting new stuff on there every single day. Matter of fact, I'm going to put more stuff on that page than I am on my friend's page, because that's my public figure page. So I'm going to put a lot of positive, uplifting, empowering information for you. I'm going to include it every single day. So along with the podcast every morning or every evening, you can also pop into Facebook and check out my public figure page, Robert Zink. Thank you so much. We enjoy you supporting our efforts to reach more people with the law of attraction and personal empowerment. We just kind of feel that the world becomes a better place the more we can empower others. And then they empower others. And then they empower others. It becomes like a domino effect. We're going to talk about the 10 ways to get more respect from others. I know that I work with clients, and every now and then I have a client who says, I'm just not getting respect at work. Or I'm not getting respect at home. Or I'm not getting respect on my team. Respect is very important. And there's some very simple things you can do that will change your entire energy field, will shift your vibration, and will help you to begin receiving the respect you deserve. But first, we're over the top excited because we just finished a new audio program on building confidence, personal power, and magnetism. I mean, this program is exciting for us because so much of what is troubling people in their ability to attract the love they crave, the money they desire, deals with confidence. At some level, they just don't believe it's going to happen. They're just not certain. We need confidence in every area of life. So I want you to claim the program right now. We have it on our website, Law of Attraction Solutions. And try it out for 90 days. If after 90 days you're not more confident, you're not thrilled, you know, hey, listen, we'll give you a refund. Okay, the program's not that expensive either. It's $39. But right now, at least at the time of this broadcast, it's $24. Now, if you're listening, you know, in the year 2024, the price may go up a little bit. But right now, it's $24 and some. Okay? So, visit us at Law of Attraction Solutions. Here's the nice thing about this program. In 1 hour, you can literally begin to build increased confidence, personal power, and astonishing magnetism. You can be the guy or girl who walks into the room and everybody turns around and looks and goes, yeah, that's the one. That's the person. You can use this information and this technique and the hypnosis accelerator that we include in the program. You can use it all to get a better job, to meet the woman of your dreams or the man of your dreams, to start up conversations with strangers, to be a better public speaker. Wherever you need confidence, this program will help you. LawOfAttractionSolutions.com. Okay, let's get on with ways to get respect from others. Number one, people that have clear goals. They don't tend to waste time. They don't tend to sit around and BS with people. They don't tend to sit around and kibitz. They have goals, they have projects, they have plans. And so people respect that. The more clear, the more concise your goals and what you do with your time to achieve those goals, the more respect you'll receive from those around you. People that get a lot of respect have deal breakers. You know, when we're talking about attracting a soulmate, for example, I will say, what are your deal breakers? What are the three or four things that if they were to happen, the relationship is over with? You have to have a clear idea of what your deal breakers are. If you don't know what they are, then you're wishy-washy, you're mushy, and that's not good. That causes disrespect. Have boundaries. These are my boundaries. This is what I will do. This is what I won't do. That kind of thing. Okay, number three is kindness. Just being a kind person. You know, be like me. Kind. You know, sweet. You know, people call me Mr. Chocolate because I'm so sweet. No, they don't call me that, but they call me Mr. Hershey Kiss. Anyway, be kind, okay? The next, respect others. Every one of my clients, every one of my friends, and every person in my family I respect. But I also respect strangers. I respect the homeless. I respect everybody, and you need to do that too. Respect is essential. The more you respect somebody, including their privacy, you know, and their boundaries, the more you respect, the more trust will begin to manifest, and they'll start to respect you back. Are you a listener? That's next. People that generate a lot of respect are very, very good listeners. Are you useful? If you want to generate more respect, be the person that can volunteer some time, that can be useful. Find a skill that you can use with your friends, with your family, with your charity, with your work, and donate it. Give it freely. Freely you have received this talent and this gift, freely you should give it. No excuses. If you want to be a person filled with respect that people really look up to, be a no excuse person. Be the person that says, you know, the buck stops here. I'm responsible. I messed up. I goofed up. It's okay. You know, that's what people dislike about politicians. Politicians are never wrong. They've got an excuse for everything. Back in the 60s when John Kennedy was president and his popularity was right around 50%, much like, you know, current presidents. 50% of the country loved him, 50% of the country didn't like him so much. And he made a call in the Bay of Pigs crisis dealing with Cuba. It was a military call. Basically, he pulled back our air support. And it was a fiasco. It was a huge mistake. And people were talking about possible impeachment. His popularity had dipped down. And nobody knew what to do. And he went on national TV in front of the entire American people, including the Congress. And he owned up to the mistake. He said, I made a mistake. I take the responsibility. Do you realize that his popularity went up to above 80% because of that? That's one of the reasons why even today, John F. Kennedy is one of the most popular presidents of all times. Because when there was a mistake, he didn't come up with excuses, he didn't dance around it, he stood before the American people and said, I made a mistake. Don't be an excuse maker. Next, eradicate the anger in your life. When you blow your temper and you get angry, people lose respect for that because they feel like you're out of control, like you don't have a clear direction, like you're all over the place, and like you want to blame someone else. So anger is not an appropriate emotion most of the time. There are times when I suppose it can be appropriate, but most of the time it is not. Be the most flexible person you can be. Don't be so rigid. Get that stick out of there. Okay? Be flexible. Because the person who's flexible has more options and oftentimes wins much more respect. You know, next, be humble, because people respect people that have done great things or are doing great things and are still humble about it. Well, there you go. Those are 10 ways to generate more respect. And with more respect comes more positive thoughts about you. And as you have more positive thoughts about you, you have higher vibrations that are being sent your way. It all plays in. It's all good stuff. It's all good energy that you can use to improve your life, to increase your abundance, your love, your happiness, and your joy. Thank you so much for listening. And remember, we deeply appreciate it when you support us on Facebook, and we're asking everybody to go to my public page. We also have another page you can join, Law of Attraction Solutions, as well. Thank you so much. Have a great day now. Bye-bye.